why did your father want to move up there? I can't, is that where his folks lived, or did you just get that farm up there?
Well, after he got crippled, you know, he had to get somewhere where he could do something, and he,
yes,
where we were living on by Buffy, he didn't own that property, you know, he was renting down there, and so some people over there, they figured if he'd move there, they'd give him a hand, and all these old timers over there, you know, they helped him every year, you know, for his crop. They come and plow his land, you know, and plant his crop and help him to harvest it, and, you know, they all work, all them old people of his age, you see, they all come together, even the young generation, the boys and the girls, whoever's come on in, they all come in there, they all get together and help to get the work done, you know what I mean? That's the way people used to live in those days. They was what they call neighbors. All they have to do, the women folks would come on and they're working at my house. The neighbors would come over there, they'd bring stuff from over there. The women folks, they come in there and they put mama down there, they put on a dinner. He said, well, when they come on for 12 o'clock, instead of going home over there, everybody come up in there, put the table out in the yard under the trees up in there. Everybody get out there and get dinner, you know, and when they cool off, they say, well, let's go back to work. Go back to the field. Whatever they want to do, that's the way people work in those days. You didn't have to hire nobody. If you had a roof to put on a house or whatever you wanted to do, you did. All you have to talk about it. They're going to say, well, when are you going to do it? Well, we'll do it. First chance, the weather's good. Okay. When time come, they was all that were there too, whatever they had to have. If you work in the field or working on the roof or whatever it was, they come down there and half a day they had it made. Everything was out. They were ready to go. They do the same thing when it comes to butcher in the wintertime, you know, around Christmas time. We used to butcher a lot of meat, you know, in that time. We used to raise a lot of hogs, and they put them in the pen and fatten them up for lard. You know, make our own home-cooked lard. We didn't buy no lard. When it comes to butcher day, those men come over to the house and they'd kill those hogs and they'd dress them and everything else and put them up there where we could handle them. A lot of them would stay down there and help us to, help my daddy to cut the meat, put it up. We used to pickle the meat in those days, and we didn't have no refrigerator. We used to cut that meat and salt it down, put it in a big barrel, you know. And we'd smoke a whole lot of that stuff.
Yes.
That smokehouse. We'd take that meat and hang it out in the smokehouse, you know.
Yes.
Get it all smoked up good, and then you take that stuff, like the sausages and all that stuff, the boudin and all that stuff, you take that out of a great big old crock, that 15-gallon crock, you know.
Yes.
They take and they cook that lard, they put all those sausages, they call them up in there like a snake, you know, fill them things up, and they take that lard and they cover that up. So that's good as long as you had a piece in there. Until way down in the summer, they had sausage in that jar. And every time you take a sausage out of there, you had enough lard on it, you had to brush it off of that, the grease off of that, so you could cook it. Just put it in the frying pan, the big frying pan or a big pot, you know, and warm it up good, you know, to eat. And then we get out there and we grind our own grits. We didn't go to the store and buy grits. My daddy used to plant a special corn down there to make grits. It's white corn. It's hard, you know. It's a small grain.
Yeah.
And then we grind that by hand. I had a big mill down there with a big flywheel on. I used to grind that myself. I grind a big pan of that stuff. I grind it down and he'd watch it. By the time it is just about right for that grits, he'd take and put it into a sifter and he'd get all that sifting stuff out of there. You get all that blow dry stuff out of that and you put that into another fine screen. About that big around. You put that stuff in there and you shake it. And you get the meal, the cornmeal out of there.
Mm-hmm.